Bluff, an audio drama by Lenore Skomel. Starring in order of appearance, Rachel Layson as Jude, Alyssa Simon as Francis, Isaac J. Connor as Hank, Regina Yeager as Mary Shannon, David M. Farrington as Paul, Magda Neri as Gay. Setting: a small city on the shores of one of the Great Lakes. In the distance, to the north, lies Canada, barely visible on a clear day. The southern shore, where our play takes place, is uniquely etched with geographic landforms known as bluffs. Susceptible to erosion thanks to the constant contact with the raw elements of an uncompromising Mother Nature, the bluffs fall off abruptly into freshwater lakes formed by glaciers tens of thousands of years ago. It is late November. A storm has blown in from the north, bringing with it icy rain and gusting winds.
I'm flying right over the wide stretch of lake. A sheet of poured chocolate and just as murky brown. Right over the shoreline of Canada and back again and then up, 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 my arms spreading to catch the wind billowing beneath me. A glorious gust of winter wind, invigorating, icy cold but divine. Suddenly everything bursts into bright flames. Like Icarus, I fall down, 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 careening into a frightening death dive. With a deep thud, I hit something hard, jagged, and solid. I tumble again, then again. Searing pain rips through my legs, then nothing. Black. I float in an in-between space of distant sounds and faraway feelings. The sound of waves lapping against the shore. Gritty, wet sand under my cheek. A lone shorebird squawking. I'm here! I try to call back, but there's no sound. I cannot speak. No one can hear me. I'm alone. But for one brief moment, I flew.
The intubation's complete. She'll be on the ventilator for the duration, so let's keep an eye on her vitals. She's in stable condition, which, quite frankly, is a miracle after that fall. She should be dead.
How about a little more vodka?
I'm good.
Ah, you always were a lightweight.
Oh, remember that time in college I dragged you to 7 o'clock mass?
Oh my God, freshman year.
Yes. We've been to that all-night Greek party.
Oh God.
And I insisted you go to church with me.
Always the good little Catholic girl, you.
And promptly puked in the collection basket.
Blessed be the drunks who can't hold their liquor.
I was mortified.
You! I'm the one who had to carry you out of there during communion, and you weren't this skinny back then.
Oh, Francis, there's no booze in these. They're just little plastic cups of lime jello.
Who knew how much you liked jello?
And you wonder why I don't drink anymore.
And why I don't drink any less.
Yeah. About that, why are you hitting it so hard tonight?
Hey, hey! Save some of that for me, biatch!
He's drunk.
Doesn't excuse the fact that he is a racist.
I'm not drunk, and what'd you call me? I could have called you Butch or Missy Mister or whatever the hell you
and
are.
And homophobe and sexist.
Sexist? No way I'm a sexist. I loves me some sex.
And pervert and misogynist.
Misogy what?
And finally, fucking idiot!
You're not helping. Why do you both act this way when I try to get the three of us together?
Could be one of the many reasons why you should never get the three of us together.
I guess it's too much to ask for one nice evening. Well, At least dinner was nice. I'll go clean up your kitchen.
Remember, he doesn't know what he's saying.
Yes, he does.
I can hear you.
Jesus Christ.
Watch that tongue of yours.
Maybe this is the problem.
No. On the contrary, vodka is what makes us bearable.
She's right.
Why don't you try actually talking to each other, like mature adults, who both love me?
Okay, baby, we will. I mean, yes. I'm sorry.
Thank you, I think.
Well?
There's no need for us to converse.
Come on.
Uh-uh.
You don't want to disappoint her, do you?
What your mommy doesn't know won't hurt her.
I'm trying to connect here. You know, talk to you.
Why? Why? After how many years do you all of a sudden want to talk to me? Because Francis is making you?
Well, yeah. So, she says you're dating, and I'm curious.
Yeah, curious like a voyeur.
Yeah, whatever. You know, you're actually pretty hot. I mean, minus the fucking scowl. Like, I tell Francie all the time, I know plenty of guys who...
You do realize that no woman ever has taken that as a compliment.
It's a joke. You on one of those dating apps? Or are you trolling bars? Any with rainbow flags?
No comment.
You know, you should thank Francie because she never lets on. Says your personal life is your business. But I ain't stupid.
Oh, don't sell yourself short, Hank. Now... Why don't you shut up?
I don't know why Francie bothers with you. Get along with her, Hank. It'll cheer her up. I don't think anything can cheer you up. You make her sick with words.
Another fucking act of mercy from Saint Francis.
That's right. And what do you give her in return? For Christ's sakes, I'm trying to be nice to you.
You've been a dick to me for as long as you've been married to her. You don't know how to be any other way.
Yeah? Well, you've been a bitch to me too, Jude.
Hank, why does it bother you so much that Francis and I are best friends?
What are you talking about?
You two getting along?
Yep, of course. This one here's a real gem. But I gotta take a piss. And I'll get us another bottle of this.
Seriously, Hank? You've both had more than enough.
Nothing wrong with the little nightcap, right? Missy, mister?
Hank, your moron is showing. You married a fucking cretin.
Look at that sunset. The fire pit, the changing leaves. You can feel the chill in the air. There's nothing quite like late fall out here on your bluff.
I'll never understand what you see in him.
Fine. This is a failed experiment.
Let's make it the last time, okay? I don't need to be with your husband just because you have to be.
I've wanted you two to get along for the longest time, that's all.
How? I wasn't kidding when I called him all of those things. Because he is all of those things. Just because he's in love with you doesn't mean he's not an asshole.
He's not. He's just close-minded because he doesn't know any better. And I thought maybe if you let him into your world... And he saw how you're like everyone else.
Oh, good. As long as we're clear that we're doing this for Hank. I mean, why do you even stay with him? You don't have to, you know?
I'm not defending my marriage to you.
He married you right out of college, for God's sake. You were a kid. He kept you here in this one-horse town when you should have been teaching Greek mythology at some prestigious university using that damn master's.
He paid for that degree, you conveniently forget.
Such a good provider. And you've done nothing with it.
Easy, Jude.
You're not happy. You've never had anything in common. I mean, what do you two even talk about?
What did you two even talk about after all these years?
Oh, apparently someone told him I started dating.
I'm sorry.
Are you, Francis?
What am I supposed to do? He's my husband, and he's always asking, you know, and the fact that you were feeling good enough to get out there after all these years. I thought you wouldn't mind. I thought it might be something you and he could finally talk about.
And you were colossally wrong.
You know, I'm tired of this. You're such a bitch lately.
What was that word?
I'll cut it out. You heard me. You know, you've not been very nice to me the last few weeks.
I'm sorry. I've been a little raw lately. The dating app thing, it's not gone well.
What do you mean? You barely gave it a chance.
Let's just say I had a bad experience.
Why didn't you say something?
You never asked.
And have you yelled at me for being nosy? I figure you'd tell me when you wanted to. So, you met someone.
The wrong someone.
What's that mean?
I don't want to talk about it.
Jude, don't do this. Don't shut down. Tell me.
I'm fine. I'll be fine.
Who needs a drink?
Good morning, Miss Black. Your fall has created quite a stir around here. I'm Mary Shannon Williams, your primary care nurse. Do you recognize me?
Yeah, you look familiar.
I suspect you might. Small town and all, right? Well, this is my ward, and while you're here, I can assure you, you will have the best of care from me and my team.
I guess this confirms that I'm not dead.
Now, I know you can't respond in the conventional way, but I'm very good at interpreting the needs of my patients. Jude, we might as well be on a first-name basis because you're going to be here a long time.
Oh, my God! Jude!
Oh, my God! Francis!
Oh, my God. You.
You.
Oh, this ought to be good.
May I ask why you're here? The intensive care unit is for next of kin only.
She has no next of kin. I'm her legal guardian.
Her... Of course you are.
When I spoke to... When I got the call, I had no idea how awful she would look. How broken.
Well, what did you think she'd look like?
Not like this.
I don't know, but all they said on the phone was that she fell and is in critical condition.
Yeah. Yeah. I fell.
Yeah, she fell, all right. Off a 75-foot bluff and hit every sharp edge on the way down.
Sweet Lord. How bad?
A broken pelvis, shattered left leg, collarbone, fracture, but miraculously no internal bleeding. Thank God for the slope of the bluff, it actually saved her life.
But it hurt like hell.
Oh my God, she's in a coma?
Coma? No. No, I'm right here. I'm just asleep or drugged out or something.
But her eyes are open.
They are? Wait, what's going on?
Medically, we call it a wakeful coma.
Fuck me, I'm in a coma?
Her brainstem is still partially functioning. It controls involuntary functions like digestion, her reaction to pain, some ambient limb movement, and a reflexive response to touch, like this.
Oh. She's grasping my hand. Are you sure she isn't awake?
No, it's just a reflex, like her legs. See how they twitch uncontrollably? Now watch her left arm.
It's moving. Oh, toward me. She wants to touch me. Judy, I'm here.
I'm here too, Francis. I'm still inside here.
It's deceiving, but it's an ambient movement. She isn't really aware that she's reaching toward you. She can't control it. It only appears like she can.
Can she hear me?
Of course I can. Talk to me, Francis, not her.
Medically, nothing's been proven, but I think she can hear us. And she will be treated as if she can, with the utmost courtesy.
I'm here, Judy.
I assume you want to know the status of the fetus. By all measures, it's healthy, which is no minor miracle.
Oh, my God.
She's pregnant?
Francis.
About 15 weeks, according to the sonogram and ultrasound. Oh, you didn't know.
Paul, what is keeping you?
Coming. My life is good. I have a lot to be thankful for. My life is good. I have a lot to be thankful for. My life is good. I have a lot to be thankful for.
Why are you moving so slowly? You're hungover, aren't you?
No, doll, I don't get hungover.
Yes, yes, you do, and you are.
All right, maybe a little woolly.
I have no sympathy for you. You do this to yourself, Paul. Really, you do. There were plenty of friends to socialize with last night, but you had to stand in the corner, tossing back vodka martinis.
No, and gin.
What?
No, those people were not friends, and the martinis, they were gin. Simply clarifying, doll.
Oh, please. Okay, acquaintances. We're lucky to have even been invited. You know, I switched shifts to make that happen.
And I wasn't tossing them back, per se. It was more like sipping with enthusiasm.
I don't have time for this.
Oh, lighten up, doll. These pants don't look right.
You know, potential clients surrounded you all evening if you only circulated a little counselor. We were with the right crowd. I'm honestly tired of doing all the work.
How do they look?
What? The point is, you are antisocial. You make yourself unhappy, you know? I honestly do think that. Wait, what are you doing?
Changing my suit?
No. You've got to drop me off at the hospital this morning, remember?
Take your own car.
Do you listen to anything I say? My car is in the shop.
Yeah, right. Sorry, doll.
And I have a new patient, and she's a real train wreck, so I'd like to get there early.
Do I know her?
You can't ask me that. You know, I shouldn't even be talking about this.
A hippa schmippa. You can tell me. You know better than anyone I can keep a secret.
Yeah, I know. But I'm not your client. Suffice it to say, you probably don't know her.
Well, I have a new client, too, and you do know her.
Oh, don't do this.
And you can't stand her.
Who is she?
My lips are sealed.
Really? I'm tired of this game.
Quid pro quo's a bitch, doll. Mary? Have you ever wondered if you were dead?
What?
Have you ever wondered if you were dead?
Stop talking stupid, Paul. You know what your problem is. You forget what I always tell you. Your life is good. You have a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, all I want to know is who the hell would knock her up.
Ugh, stop.
Hey, boss.
Hang on, Francie. Yeah, Frank, go ahead.
The building inspector is supposed to be here in 10. You coming down to the site?
Can't you handle that, Frank?
Yeah, but you know he's going to want to see you, boss.
Copy that. I'll be down in a sec. Go ahead, Francie.
Why didn't she tell me, Hank?
Duh, she didn't want to.
Why? You know, the worst part is that I had to find out from that frigging nurse, Mary whatever, and boy, didn't she just relish that.
Who?
You don't know her.
Okay.
She's this wannabe, a real social climber with zero breeding. You should hear all the rumors that have gone around about her. Quite the pass. She thought that marrying a local lawyer would earn her status or something.
When you talk like that, Francie, I kind of wonder why you ever married me.
You're the complete opposite of her. You created this company by sheer determination and the sweat of your brow.
Sweaty brow or not, you know, I ain't got no breeding either. Why do you hate this woman so much?
She doesn't like me either.
Okay. More bullshit drama I don't need to know about. So, they gonna abort this kid or what?
Excuse me?
Sorry, I know. Sister's super Catholic. But it's not like Jude can be a mother or anything. Not in a coma anyway.
Miracles can and do happen.
Yeah? Not in my world. Guess someone will have to adopt her bastard kid.
Do you have to be so harsh? It's an innocent baby we're talking about.
A product of rape. Well, according to you, anyway.
You didn't see her the day before she fell. She was worse than ever. Worse than when her mother killed herself.
Oh, Jesus.
I really do wish you'd stop taking the Lord's name in vain.
Sorry. Just don't remind.
She was only with us for 3 months. What did you want me to do?
Throw her in the psych ward. Let the professionals take care of her.
She would have never gone. We did the Christian thing.
We almost got divorced.
No, we do not believe in divorce.
Hell, I moved in here. Slept right over there on that cot.
Yes, but you moved back.
After she moved out of our house.
Yes, and when she did, she was fine, and it all worked out.
Hell yeah, it all worked out.
Well, per usual, there's no talking to you about Jude.
Not while you're rewriting the past.
Oh, just go down to your construction site, Hank. Sorry to bother you at work.
Listen, Francie, I'm sorry Jude's pregnant. I'm sorry she didn't confide in you. But if what you say did really happen, if she was raped, then this really ain't about you and your feelings of betrayal, honey.
Why don't you stick to building things? Philosophy isn't your strong suit. Oh, thank God you're here. You're shivering. Let's get you inside and off this porch. Oh, okay, I guess we can stay out here. What's going on, Jude? Talk to me.
Why are you here, Francis?
You know why I'm here. You wouldn't answer the door the last couple of times, but you were inside, and if you didn't let me in this time, I was calling the cops. Why haven't you returned any of my calls, Judy?
I was sick.
You're feeling better now?
I haven't felt like talking or having company. You know how I get. I want to be alone.
Isolating is the worst thing. Let's go inside. I'll make you some tea.
No. I can feel when I'm out here. I know I'm still alive.
Why don't you come home with me? Stay with us for a few days. I'll cook for you. We can sit up late and watch old movies, talk. Or not.
We know how that worked out last time. I'm fine, Francis. Really. I'll be fine.
I know. I've got a Friends of the Library meet and greet tonight. Going out and being among people will help pull you out of these doldrums. It always helps.
You know, I only go to all those stupid things because Hank refuses to, and I feel sorry for you.
I was doing you a favor.
I never asked for a favor. But thanks for the charity.
Charity? Listen, you're depressed and you're purposely cutting me off. You're completely shutting down. You're disappearing.
Maybe that's for the best.
You need to get help again from a professional. I can contact your psychiatrist. Doctor, what was his last name? Make an appointment.
No, I don't think so. I hate those fucking pills.
I'm running out of ways to help you.
Wow. That sounds like I've been a huge responsibility for you.
I don't feel that way.
I do. In fact, I feel like the giant boulder. And you're Sisyphus.
What's that supposed to mean?
I see it in you. I feel your frustration when you push me up the mountain and think, finally, she's okay. But then I go careening back down and you have to start all over again.
You've made us into a Greek myth simply because I like to do nice things for you? Because I care for you? Because I want your happiness?
No, because I'd let you. I've come to expect it, and it's kept me weak. Dependent.
You do realize how ungrateful you sound.
I'm sorry, but I'm being honest.
Well, I can't watch you do this to yourself, Jude. You have to want my help. And when you do, I'm here.
Noted.
I'll continue to pray for you, Jude.
Now you sound like gay again.
I'm not your mother, Jude. I have real faith.
And what does that mean?
Since we're being honest here and clearly not caring about hurting each other's feelings, a real Catholic wouldn't commit suicide. It's a mortal sin, like murder.
What if it was the only option? In her eyes.
Suicide is never an option, even in the darkest of hours.
And what do you know about dark hours? I'm curious, Francis. What do you know about fucking up? If you could share with me just one ugly detail about yourself, then I'd feel you could understand me.
You're not going to bait me, Jude. I'm here if you need me, but you have twisted my good intentions and my friendship to sound like something manipulative. I have tried my best, but I won't be complicit in whatever this is. I'll check in on you tomorrow. Can you please answer your phone this time?
Francis. I'm sorry I disappoint you.
What have I told you about slamming doors, Judy?
I didn't slam it.
Yes, yes, you did. Come in here. I want to talk to you.
I'd rather not.
Oh, do what you want. I've been sitting here wondering, are you going to the prom?
I'm sorry?
The prom. You and what fine young man plan to go to the prom, dear?
Not that it's any of your business, but I'm not going to the prom with anyone.
You can't get a date, can you? Blessed with my good looks, but not my personality. Such pretty features, but such a sour puss. You know, anyone can get a date to the prom, even ugly girls, with a personality.
You're drunk.
Ah, not yet, but I'm on my way to becoming drunk. So, come in here, talk to me. while you can.
I said I'm staying here.
Rude.
You're one to talk. Why are you always up in my business?
What does that even mean, up in your business? Well, leave it to you to miss out on your senior prom, one of the highlights of your coming of age.
Why do you always sound like Blanche DuBois when you're buzzed?
That is not an insult. Try again, Miss Cranky Pants.
Okay, bored. I'm going to peace out. Don't talk to yourself now.
I didn't excuse you. What happened to you? My little girl? Such a happy baby. A charmed child, really. Best in ballroom dance, remember? Dance with me, Judy, and we did, and you loved it. Puberty should have been an exciting time in your life, but you have shriveled instead of blossomed. You've folded in on yourself. No more pretty baby, no more dancing, no cotillion, no debutante. Drab, baggy pants replace those smart pinafores.
I'm not 8 years old anymore.
All those finishing school lessons wasted. You're all grunts and groans now. And I'm gay. I used to be mommy.
Mommy.
And well, here we are. With this version of you and this version of me. So, what to do?
I'm still not going to the prom, gay.
Stop calling me by my first name. I expect respect, Miss Jude. That's how you were raised. Not to be some common delinquent who can't even get a fucking date to the fucking prom. And why not? I'll tell you why not. No boy will even look at you. That's why you, all dressed in black, you, all angry, you freak, you lesbian.
Thank you for seeing me, Paul.
My pleasure.
I don't want you to think that I assume I can just drop by spur of the moment.
Oh, don't be silly. I think you know I have no problem with spur of the moment.
I wanted to thank you in person for expediting my guardianship over my friend's medical care.
I know a judge or two, and I'm happy to help. You. It was clear that with no living relatives, Ms. Black needed someone to assume responsibility for her care now and to make the tough decision later.
Tough decision?
Well, she is reliant on life support, right?
Yes.
So, at some point, if she doesn't come out of the coma, you'll have to be the one to decide to disconnect her. Of course, with guidance from her medical team.
Kill her? Oh, I can't do that. I can't end her life. That goes against everything I believe in.
Oh, because you're a good person.
Yes, and a Catholic.
Ah, right. Can't break any more commandments.
Excuse me?
Francis, I'm not the only lawyer in town.
Yeah, well, you already know me, and you're a good lawyer. But like I said on the phone, we have to keep this strictly professional.
Okay, professional it is. When you called, you also asked about adopting the child?
I thought maybe my legal guardianship might extend to the baby.
Two separate issues. You're her guardian, not next of kin, or the father. So you really have no idea who did this to her?
Jude is a recluse.
But I thought, haven't I seen her with you at events?
Oh, yes, sure. I mean, she needed to socialize, but she is definitely an introvert.
Well, then how did she get pregnant?
This is confidential, right? Like you said. A couple of months ago, she started on a dating app. I believe that something bad happened. Well, she indicated it as much. I believe she was raped.
That's quite an accusation.
She completely shut down after she told me, and she has a history of mental health issues, which pushed her further down the rabbit hole.
So she was seeing a psychiatrist, and her doctor would have more information.
She stopped seeing her shrink years ago.
And as far as you know, she kept no diaries, never journaled?
No. I've been going through everything at her place, looking for a clue. I don't think we'll ever know who the father is, and I really don't care.
You might not care, but a judge will before granting you custody. The court is duty-bound to establish paternity. It can be an exhaustive process, DNA tests, whatever it takes. Which is why I said it's wise for us to prepare for the adoption now.
Is there any chance that I won't get this child? I mean, I deserve this baby.
You know I will do everything in my power to help. Oh, come on now. A pretty girl like you shouldn't cry.
Paul, we can't. Not again.
Just consoling you, doll.
That was a long time ago. Just a one-time thing and a mistake.
Hardly. You did come here to my office. You remember that sofa, right?
Yes.
It's very comfortable. And it didn't have to be a one-off.
I'd prefer to forget it happened.
How come I don't believe you?
It's not right.
Lock the door.
Okay.
Good evening, Jude. I hope you're getting used to things here. Looks like everything checks out. A pretty uneventful day, which is exactly what we want. Oh, what's this? The sheets are all bunched up under you. Who left that window open? God grief, it's freezing out there.
Mary Jane, you have to unplug me. I don't want to be here, all right? I told the doctor this morning, screamed at him. Really, I get the whole Hippocratic Oath thing, but I'm the last person who deserves to stay alive.
There, that's better. Let me get your pulse.
You see, I didn't plan on ending up here. I was banking on the morgue, okay? This wasn't something even on my radar. Short-sighted on my part, I know. But in my mind, jumping off a really high bluff seemed like a surefire way to end it all without drama. I honestly thought...
Pulse is normal. Temperature, 97.8. Perfect. You're doing fine, Jude.
Maybe no one would find me for, like, days, weeks, maybe not even until after the winter thaw, and then I'd be pretty much nothing. You know, a bunch of bones, and there'd be no trace at all of the baby. All neat and tidy. Not messy the way my mother left things. Blood never comes out of bathroom tile grout. So you see, I really have to die.
So, did you have a visit from your obnoxious little friend today? Guess I spoke too soon.
So, now you're working nights.
Oh, I always work nights. And I don't need to justify my hours to you. Or are you the president of the hospital board now, too?
Simply a board member, in perfect standing.
Of course you are.
Hello, Francis! Are you here to see me or argue with her?
You seem to have a real chip on your shoulder.
No chip. Don't pay any attention to me. I only work here.
And what's that supposed to mean?
It means she hates you, Francis.
I'm only a nurse. But you, you're Francis Hart, our very own celebrity. So involved on every nonprofit board. How do you find the time? Oh, that's right. You don't work.
She does so. Saving tragic souls like me from our inevitable destiny is hard work. Go on, tell her, Francis.
I'm very fortunate to have the time to give back to the community. Honestly, Mary Shannon, I don't know why that bothers you so much.
It's not that it bothers me. I'm simply mystified by women who volunteer for a living.
If it's so puzzling, then why do I always see your name being nominated for positions on so many of the nonprofits that I chair?
Can you two take this out into the hallway? Oh, and while you're leaving, grab a handful of those plugs out of the wall.
One would think you'd want some working women to add credibility to your committees.
Volunteerism is a calling of a higher nature. As a nurse, I think you'd understand that. You're probably going to hear this from your husband. I hired him.
What? Why do you need a lawyer?
He's such a smart man. And nice looking, too. Funny, I can't see the two of you together.
He's not a divorce attorney, you know.
I think you need to hear this. I am Jude's best friend, and as long as she's here, I will be too.
And I'm her primary care nurse, so we shall see. Your friend is scheduled for tests this afternoon, so please don't tire her out.
What a bee.
You in that potty mouth.
She's got her nerve. Maybe I will bring her up at the next board meeting. She certainly has an edge.
Yeah, she does. But I kind of like her. And when you're not here, she's all I've got.
Where are you? Are you here in this body? Are you still with me?
Yes. Yes, I am. And I wish I weren't. But you can fix that, you know. You can finally do something I really need.
Can you really hear me, Judy? Is she right?
I can hear you. Frances, she is right. Can you hear me?
What happened, Judy? Why didn't you tell me about your pregnancy?
Oh, Frances, you and I both know what your response would have been, and I wasn't about to give you the baby.
None of this makes sense. I've been trying to piece all of this together. It's just maddening that you can't help me, that you can't tell me anything.
Tell me about it.
How could you possibly fall off your own bluff? You lived there for years. Are the toxicology reports going to come back finding something I don't want to know?
Don't ask questions you already know the answers to.
You know, I've been really angry with you since I found out about the pregnancy.
Oh, dear Frances, you've been angry at me for a lot longer than that.
You might not think much of my faith, but it's helped me get to the other side of that anger. And now, I'm all about finding a solution.
I have one.
Did you hear that, Jude? I'm no longer angry that you shut me out and that you didn't confide in me about the baby. I could have helped you because I know what happened.
Oh, Frances, please. I didn't want to talk about it then, and I certainly don't want to now. I just want to go. I want to go.
We would have found the bastard who did this.
No. No, we wouldn't have. Don't you think I tried? Don't you think I... Ack, it was dark. He wore a ski mask. He must have followed me from the bar after my date, the date who didn't show. I am such a cliche. Frances, please don't sit on the bed. It hurts. Please, get off the bed. My hips.
What is it, Judy? What's wrong?
Get off her bed now. How can you think that doesn't hurt her?
What?
Sitting on her bed, pushing down on the mattress, her pelvis is shattered, remember? Just because she doesn't talk doesn't mean she can't feel.
Oh, I didn't realize.
And you didn't even think to buzz the nurse's station for help? You'd better leave.
How dare you?
This is my floor, my unit. You may be a big deal out there, but in here, you're only a visitor.
I'll see you tomorrow morning, Judy. When she's not here.
Good plan.
Frances! I wanted to die, but I never wanted this. I never wanted to cease to exist, Mary Shannon. Can't you hear me? Take my hand, please.
I don't know how you stand that woman.
Jude, come here. I have something to tell you.
I'd rather stay here.
Suit yourself, then. I've been thinking about my role in creating your sexual predilection.
Do we have to talk about this? Again?
I've done a lot of soul searching, and I'm relieved to tell you I'm blameless.
What a relief.
Don't interrupt. It's not your fault either.
I guess this is supposed to, what, make me feel good? Or make you feel good?
You see, you didn't have anything to do with this. As long as you don't act on it. That's the difference. If you act on it, well, you're a pervert.
Wait. Are you saying that God creates perverts?
Don't confuse me. Of course not. I went to the rectory today to discuss this with the good father. And he told me homosexuality is a God-given challenge. It tests the strongest of his flock. But God always gives a way to handle it. In your case, it's called chastity. And if anything, it leads you to holiness.
Right. Hate the sin, not the sinner. So don't sin, and you get the free pass to heaven.
Precisely. Because being born this way, well, it's like being born legless.
Or being born with pneumonia.
Yes. Yes, or like pneumonia. God, you were so sick, so sick. St. Jude, your patron saint, saved your life. Prayer is a potent weapon. I'm praying to him 9 times a day, just like I did when you were born. Every day for you, Miss Jude.
Well, thanks, I guess, Gay. But lightning rarely strikes twice. Don't you think one miracle per lifetime is enough?
No, I do not. He will not let me despair.
Let you despair? You thought it was a blessing giving me that damned name, but to me it has felt like a curse. A constant reminder that apparently I need miracles just to do the simplest of things, like stay alive.
You were a miracle. I would think that would be a constant source of inspiration.
There's a lot of expectation that comes along with being a miracle gay. Don't forget who the prayer is for. True hopeless causes. That's not something that's easy to forget.
You've always been such a negative Nell. It's high time you change that attitude of yours. You're a young adult now, not some moody teenager desperate for attention. Oh, those scars on your arms will never go away, you know. I've told you that.
I know. But you never once asked me why.
What? I sent you to the best psychiatrist I could find.
Not once, Gay. Not once did you want to hear about how it feels to be me and why I would cut myself. You thought yelling, "What the hell is wrong with you?" was a question.
Don't you dare.
And what was your sage advice? Snap out of it.
I'm not listening to your cheek. How do you think it made me feel when the shrink slapped that label on you? Bipolar, whatever. Psychobabble. And those meds? Well, I see no difference. You're still the same old sourpuss. Why don't you get over yourself and just be happy?
I don't know how!
You've put me through the ringer. It's the God's honest truth, and if that hurts, you'd best toughen up, because life hurts. What kind of mother would I be if I didn't prepare you?
A good one.
That sharp tongue of yours. You try being a mother.
I'll never be a mother.
Good. You'd make a mess of things.
When were you gonna tell me?
Well, good morning to you too, doll. How was the overnight shift?
Don't doll me!
Well, I guess a quickie's out of the question then.
Your new client? Are you kidding me?
How'd you find out?
You know how I found out! Why did you agree to represent that woman, knowing how I feel about her?
For no substantial reason, let me add.
You call her blocking my membership bid for the Junior League no reason?
You don't know that.
I do! And how about when I applied for the mayor's nursing outreach committee for the homeless? Who better than me, right? No! Frances Hart had another candidate, some LPN, and I didn't even get an interview!
Mary, I know you don't like her, but you sound a little obsessive.
She is
and
nothing
irrational.
But a shameless social climber.
Careful. Someone might accuse you of the same thing.
You know, there are all kinds of rumors that her virtuous Catholic nun act is just that, an act. And she's been around and she's quite the flirt.
I wouldn't know about any of that. She's just a new client.
Paul, please, I don't want you helping her with whatever it is you are helping her with. Drop her!
I will not.
I'm not asking you, Paul. Drop her.
Are you okay? You seem a little off. We're not going down that road again, are we, doll?
I'm exhausted. Long nights, lots of codes. That's all.
If you're having trouble again, I need to know. Hey, how about that quickie to energize you? Come over here. I have time before my first appointment.
No. No, Paul, no.
Yeah, it's been no for a long time now, Mary, hasn't it? Ironic. Remember when we first met, it was always yes. But then again, I guess I was paying for it back then. Thought those pills were at least good for one thing. Oh, and don't wait up for me tonight, doll. I've got a meeting. Goodbye.
My life is good. I have a lot to be thankful for. My life is good. I have a lot to be thankful for.
You're not my first coma patient, you know. I've learned a lot over the years. None of it in textbooks, mind you. But even still, I'm so curious of what it's like to be the one in the bed.
Underrated, trust me.
The hypocrisy of this isn't lost on me.
What's in that bottle, Mary Shannon?
Taking these while on duty. Yeah, I know. But I'm professional enough to know that if I couldn't handle it, if my work suffered or my patients for that matter, I'd stop.
Spoken like a true addict. And I happen to know a little bit about that.
No one knows about this, by the way. Especially my husband. I did quit. For a long time. But lately, the darkness is creeping back. Please don't judge me.
I'm hardly one to judge anyone.
I don't know if you've ever been married, but it is the strangest of bargains that two people can make.
Honestly, I've never wanted to marry.
My husband had expectations of me based on who I used to be. A person I hated. A person who did some pretty degrading things just to survive. I thought when I married him, he'd realize all that was going to change. I mean, wasn't that the point of getting married? This helps.
People don't change, Mary Shannon. We just say they do because we don't want to admit that we've been lying to ourselves about who they really are.
It's scary to know how low you can go.
I'm scared too, Mary Shannon. You say you want to know what it's like to be me. I wish my spirit could fly right out that door, but I don't know what's out there. I'm tethered to this body. I feel everything. The sore in the back of my throat because of that damn ventilator tube, and the pain from every needle you insert. Yet I can't consciously control my body. Why am I here? Am I supposed to make sense out of all those painful times with my mother?
I had another life before Paul. Yeah, he was my savior.
Come to some peace? Is that even possible?
And even though things turned out so much better for me, and I thought for us...
I've done some horrible things in my life.
Was our bargain.
What is the point behind this purgatory? I'm here.
I think he wants that other person back.
But I don't know why.
And I don't know why. Why is the worst word in the English language. All of us thinking that there is some rational or even cosmic reason behind things. Why gives no relief at all? Well, good night, Jude.
Don't go. Stay, please. The past always visits when you're not here.
And thank you for listening. I didn't realize how lonely I've been. Sleep well.
Judy? Come here, please.
No, thank you.
Why don't you ever want to come in here and talk to me?
Why would I want to? You're drunk. You make no sense.
Don't be so superior. It's such an unattractive quality. I do what I have to do to get by.
So what is it you want?
I want to know one thing. Why don't you like color? That apartment of yours, so depressing. So you, varying shades of gray. Not me. I love color. The more garish, the better. You know why? Every color compliments me. You should try it sometime. You, in that oppressive black, so drab. Why is it you don't like color?
I do like color. Black is a color, Gay.
Correction. It is the absence of color, Miss Jude.
Actually, you're wrong. White's the absence of color. Black absorbs all colors, but reflects none back.
How discourteous of you to correct your elder.
There you go again, Blanche.
I told you that's not an insult. To be compared with one of the greatest characters in one of the finest tragic plays of all time. With the greatest lines, I might add.
Yes. You made that very clear throughout my childhood. So many quotes. I've always relied on the kindness of strangers.
Yes, and I can't stand a naked light bulb any more than I can stand a rude remark or a vulgar action. Wonderful stuff.
They told me to take a streetcar named Desire and then transfer to one called Cemeteries and ride 6 blocks and get off at Elysian Fields.
Elysian Fields. Yes, that's right. You do remember what that is, right, Judy?
Of course, Gay. It's from Greek mythology. The final resting place of the souls of the heroic and virtuous.
Correct. You should have gone further in your studies.
Maybe. But getting another degree, even in something you love, doesn't necessarily translate into happiness as an adult, now does it?
Nothing guarantees that kind of happiness, dear one. And nothing guarantees you'll spend eternity in Elysian Fields.
Why so pensive today, Gay? Be honest.
Honest? I've been nothing but honest with you. And what have I gotten for it? An unhappy child with no appreciation that I can see, who just gives in to her weaker, darker self. Jude Black, always dressed in black. You do live up to your name, don't you?
You named me, after all.
Hopeless cause Jude, always dressed in black. Seems sort of fitting, doesn't it? At least I don't have a problem with my name or living up to it, unlike you. Gay.
Oh, don't start that again. I can't believe my name is synonymous with same-sex attraction. When my mother named me, gay meant happy, lighthearted, full of life. Yes, that's the woman I am. You know, deep inside. So gay. All the boys saw it. That's why they flocked to me. Life has a way of letting you down. You came along, and that was that. Nobody wants a woman with a damn kid.
Thanks.
Oh, don't go getting all sensitive. You know I love you.
Do you?
I've loved you the only way I know how. You say you want honesty from me? I'm giving it to you. But you don't want to hear it, do you? Ah! You don't know what you want. Never did. And I don't get that. I don't get you. And I never will. So go ahead and be miserable. And wear your black.
Black is so a color. It's my color. And if you don't like it, well then fuck you, Mom! Oh no. Oh no, you don't. You come back here. What I should have said was, I hate you. I hate you, Mom. I hate you for treating me like a freak, for being sick yourself and not getting help, for making me the vessel of your self-hatred. That's what I should have said, because you fucking killed yourself that day. Slit your wrists in the damned bathroom, and I never got to say it to you. I never got to say, I hate you, but I love you. I love you, Mom. And you were right. And now I finally understand. I get it. You loved me in the only broken way you knew, but you did love me. It simply wasn't enough.
There you are. I've been calling. I was going to cut out of here early to find you. Are you okay? You're not okay.
I am definitely not okay. I am so not okay. Look at this. You tell me if I should be okay.
Wow. What is this? A letter. Where'd you find it?
In her desk. I'm surprised the cops didn't find it first. Kind of clears the whole thing up, doesn't it?
It says baby on the envelope. It's a suicide note, right? Addressed to the baby?
More like a suicide pact with the baby.
I don't get it.
Classic Jude. It reeks of self-pity and drama. And writing it to the baby that she wanted to kill? Please!
What does it matter if it's addressed to the baby?
What about me? All those months trying to help her, she never once breathed a word about suicide. Much less infanticide. I thought she fell.
I told you she probably pitched herself off that bluff. Of course, you didn't want to listen to me.
I never thought you could be capable of this.
Francie, really? Why do you have those blinders on just for Jude? And I think this note is her trying to explain why she did it. That's got to be worth something to you.
You're defending her?
I'm no fan of Jude's. But I don't know. She must have been in some kind of real hell to do this. I kind of feel sorry for her.
Oh my God! You hate her, remember? You never gave me a minute's peace about our friendship.
Yeah, I know. You're right. I'm an asshole. But I don't hate her. You got that all wrong. I never hated her. What I hated was that you love her so much. Maybe even more than me.
You think finally admitting that now is gonna somehow, what, erase the past? I had to dance around you in order to spend time with her. And now that you've been proven mostly right about her character, you change your mind? If it weren't so pathetic, it'd be funny.
Pathetic? Whoa, Fran. What's really going on here?
She tried to kill her own baby.
Yeah, a baby she didn't want.
But a baby that I do, and I plan to get...
Oh. Don't stop. Please, please, go on.
Hank. Honey, of course I was gonna talk to you about it. Oh, don't take it so personally.
Seriously, Francis? Don't take it personally? I shouldn't be put out that you haven't even breathed a word of this to me?
Well, we're talking about it now, aren't we? I mean, we tried for how long to get pregnant?
You haven't mentioned having a baby for years. And now you want to adopt a bastard kid?
Don't you dare.
Francis, let me ask you something. Do you resent me because I can't give you a baby?
Oh, Hank, that's not the point.
I'm not so sure about that. I thought we were fine with just the two of us. Was I wrong?
Oh, Hank! You're never wrong! The problem is you can't read between the lines. Of course I still want a baby. No woman ever gets over that.
Okay. Well, this is out of left field. But if it's what you want so badly, we can talk about it, I guess. We can try to figure something out that's reasonable.
There's no need. I have it all figured out. We're adopting Jude's baby. In fact, the lawyer's certain we'd get it.
You talk to a lawyer?
Yes.
You talk to a lawyer?
I already said that.
You talk to a lawyer. You say it's all worked out, a perfect plan. But you never once talked to me, your husband. Soon to be father of this child. You never once asked me what I want. You just assume that your needs overrule mine. Christ, Francie! I'm 55 years old! The idea of me raising a child now? I mean, are you kidding? Did it ever once enter your mind that I might want to be factored into this equation?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I presumed to know what was best for us. That's apparently your job. Did it ever once enter your mind to factor me into the equation when you consistently assume your needs overrule mine?
What the hell are you talking about?
Hank, I married you when I was barely out of my teens.
You're the one who wanted to get married!
I know, but you were a grown man in your mid-30s. You've always been in charge. You've always known exactly what you wanted.
Because you never did.
Right! Because I was naive. I've never even had a job, much less a career. You decided that for me.
You volunteered.
Precisely. I have never worked, never been paid to do anything useful. You have no idea how lost I feel. You've been making all the major decisions for me, for us, for forever.
Haven't I given you everything you ever wanted?
Everything except this. You can't give me this. So I'm making this decision.
Who is that?
No one.
No one? Really? Who is it, Francis, that calls you late at night? Who is it that you don't pick up for?
I don't intend to stay here and listen to any more of your insecurities. This was your solution all along? After the countless times I've reached out to help you?
I know you wanted to help, but how could you help me?
You did this to yourself. You didn't fall. It wasn't some stupid, drunken accident. You intentionally jumped.
Yes, I did.
How could you? Why couldn't you trust me?
Francis, be honest. Your Catholic compassion wouldn't have allowed for you to even consider suicide as an option. You made that abundantly clear.
God damn it. Dude, I can't. I mean, it's one thing you killing yourself. Height of selfishness, by the way. But killing your baby? Are you insane? I would have adopted it.
Oh! Am I hearing this correctly? So killing myself would have been okay if I had let you adopt the baby first. Yeah, I may be insane, but listen to yourself.
One thing is very clear. I don't even know you.
Yeah, but I think I've always known you.
You're a goddamned baby murderer.
How could I have let you adopt my child and then watched you raise it? And if I had given it up for adoption, you would have never forgiven me. Francis, let me ask you, have you ever really loved me?
I can't forgive you for this, Judy.
Can't or won't! It's always a choice. I regret this decision more than any other fucked up thing I've ever done, but unlike you, I hope I can forgive myself for it. That's what I've learned, stuck here in this hospital room.
You're going to burn in hell for eternity, and I can't change that. That's God's law. I'll pray for you, but that's all I can do.
Goodbye, Jude.
I heard her all the way down the hall. How dare she? You can't even defend yourself. May I read this?
Dear, oh well, I don't know what to call you. My own mother named me Jude, after the patron saint of lost causes, and see how that worked out. I don't presume that I have the right to name you, so why am I writing this? I feel I owe you an explanation. In those first moments when I found out about you, a choice surfaced, and suddenly it made so much sense. And that choice turned into a decision. You see, my life is like a fragile crystal that keeps breaking into shards, and the glue from everyone's attempts to fix me, that's all anyone can see. I've failed at life. And I'm fully aware that my decision ends your chances of failing at it, too. You can't miss a world you've never known. You've already had the worst possible beginning. Conceived in violence to a woman who doesn't want you. Trust me, I know what that's like, and it doesn't get any better. And this way we have each other. So it doesn't feel like murder or suicide. It feels like an agreement.
This letter is the reason for her histrionics? She's one, isn't she? Leveling judgment at you.
But she's right. I deserve this. All of this. I deserve to be in hell. I tried to kill my own child. Oh my God!
Jude, your blood pressure. Ugh, woman.
Why can't you kill me? Or let me die, please. I don't have the right to be here anymore. Frances is right. I am a heartless monster.
She really upset you, didn't she? Well, she's not your friend. She doesn't care about you.
Help me. Help me. Mary Shannon.
You've got to relax. You're here right now for whatever reason. Just accept it and forgive yourself. Let me adjust your meds and these will relax you. That's better. Please. I know you're in there, Jude. Listen to me. Try to think of something calming.
I was standing on the edge of the bluff. Looking down, I was so certain, so sure of my decision. And the stepping off, it seemed so easy.
Listen to me. I've wanted to tell you this for weeks now, Jude. Your decision to not bring anyone else into your living hell, that was selfless.
No, it's the most selfish thing I ever did.
But honestly, I really don't care about that. Intentional, accidental, it doesn't matter. But you are here. And why? Why you're here? That you may never know. So don't waste your time on regrets. Don't live in the past. This is your present. You're safe here, Jude. This is our world. This is a safe place for all three of us. It's time to focus on your baby.
The baby. Yes, my baby.
Oh, your hand. Is it really a reflex, Jude? Or do you want me to hold it? Do you need the human touch of a friend?
Oh, yes, I do. Thank you.
I'll hold your hand for as long as you need. Happy anniversary, Jude. Look what I brought you. These are moonflowers. Aren't they perfect? Their fragrant white petals only bloom at night, and it seems like a fitting metaphor for us. Our friendship bloomed at night, too. We've shared a lot, haven't we?
Thank you, Mary Shannon. They're beautiful.
3 months. No one's been in my unit for this long. Kind of a record. That baby's going to come any day now. I know you can do this without intervention.
Why can't I feel it, Mary Shannon? Why can't I feel the baby? I mean, I can feel everything else, but I can't feel this child growing inside of me? The doctors say how big it is and how close I am to giving birth. What's wrong with me? Is the baby dead? You tell me if the baby was dead, right? I mean, there'd be no reason to keep me alive if there were no baby.
Good heavens, Jude, your blood pressure. Can't have you going into labor right now because of distress. Here, this will help.
I never had the courage to tell you this, but for months I've hated this kid. From the moment I found out, there was no way I was going to let it be born. Why abort it, right? When I could take care of two problems at once. But now, in this room with you, I've realized something. I don't hate this baby. I really don't. I love this baby. And I want this baby to be born. And to live and to thrive. I've never wanted anything
more. Jude, please relax.
I mean, I thought I couldn't do this. I thought I could never bring a baby into this world where I never find my footing, much less a home. The risk of this baby growing up like me was too great, Mary Shannon, and that scared the hell out of me. But I'm not scared anymore. I want to feel this baby being born. I want this child to live.
Giving birth is the most natural thing in the world.
Oh my God! Mary Shannon! It's the baby! It's moving! It's kicking! I can finally feel it!
Oh, look! How does that feel? That's your daughter moving, Jude! Your daughter! And isn't she the active one?
A little girl! Oh! Yes. She's moving. Yes, it's her. My daughter. She's alive. Oh, this feels amazing. I think I get it now. I understand this is what love feels like. Maybe it is as you say. Maybe it doesn't matter how she got here. I've been wrong. I don't need to know the why. She's here inside of me, and that's all that matters. Maybe I can make it up to her. You know, so I can get this one thing right. I can give her life. I can bring her into this world, our world. This is a safe place, after all.
She's almost ready to be born, Jude. They're set to induce you tomorrow, but I think you'll surprise all of us. Your body knows what to do.
Then it's time, isn't it, Mary Shannon? We're ready.
Yes. Dear Jude, hold my hand tight. And when it's time and she's being born, you squeeze as hard as you need to. But for now, you need to rest. You're both going to need your strength. And God knows you've done enough for this lifetime, my friend.
God damn it, why are you here?
You haven't returned any of my calls. What was I supposed to do?
Take a hint. You don't just let yourself into my office.
Pardon me?
Give them to me.
What?
My keys, hand them over.
I don't understand.
Cut it out, Francis. Your faux innocence is irritating.
What? Wait, what?
Let me spell it out for you. This was never going to be long term. I told you that when it started. I should have never given you these. Another damn mistake.
Mistake? I thought...
Don't start. Don't make this more than it is. Do you honestly believe you're the first?
What?
Wake up, Francis. It was only sex. You've made this way too complicated.
Complicated? What do you mean?
Listen to me. I got you what you wanted. The baby is yours. Well, after your friend dies. So we're done here.
But I told you I love you.
I don't even know what that means.
No. Don't turn your back on me. You owe me an explanation. Damn you.
You should have stayed a one-off. Oh, stop. Stop. Have a little dignity.
Oh, my God. Stop it, Paul. What are you doing? You're hurting me.
Isn't that how you like it, doll? Rough?
Don't you dare make it sound dirty.
Oh, but it was, and you loved it. Remember, you called it passion. Well, I'll play whatever the Catholic housewife needs to ease her conscience.
Stop it. You're disgusting.
Oh, dear, dear Dolly, if I'm disgusting, then what are you?
I don't even know you.
That's right, you don't. I am not a nice guy, Francis. Oh, and one more thing. I can't legally represent you anymore. It's a conflict of interest. So in addition to a new boyfriend, you'll have to find yourself a new lawyer. Oh, and stop that. Pretty girl like you shouldn't cry. Thank you. It was probably me.
Those damn doctors didn't think she could have it naturally. They're all about the high intervention C-section, and now look, she's already having false labor pains.
So she can actually have the baby, like, on her own?
Yeah, I mean, she's in the early stages.
How long will it be, you know, before the kid comes?
I don't know, soon?
They're going to unplug her after the baby's born?
Well, that would be your client's decision, counselor. So go ask her. Apparently, she's got some moral conflict. Of course, not even thinking about what poor Jew would want. Wait, why are you asking me these questions?
Well, you've been really obsessed with this one.
It's compassion, not obsession.
Call it what you will, but you spend all your time with her.
She's my friend.
What? In the past, your ethics would have never allowed you to cross the
line. My ethics? You're seriously not going there, Paul.
Hear me out.
No, you hear me. You had no problem with me crossing the line over the past few months, telling you all about Jude's condition.
That's different. I needed it for my client.
Yeah, your client. If she had bothered to be a true friend to Jude and come to the hospital herself, she'd know all of this. And not have to rely on her lawyer.
I just worry you'll be hurt.
Really? Every time a patient dies, which is often in my unit, it hurts. But you've never worried about that before.
Precisely my point. This one is different.
I guess all this concern is quite touching, even though it does come a little late in our marriage.
Pardon me for caring.
Huh. Funny. This feels more like a cross-examination. I don't ask what you do when you leave the house. Still, it seems a little odd to have so many evening appointments.
You want to accuse me of something? Go ahead.
Go to work, Paul.
Hi. I'm supposed to meet my wife here.
Your wife?
Yeah. Frances Hart. You know her?
Oh, I know her. She's not been in for quite some time.
Yeah, I know. But she will be. Soon. Oh, can I?
Of course. She hasn't had any visitors at all. I'll give you some privacy.
Hey, Jude. I always wanted to do that, you know? When you're awake, but, well, you would have thought that was corny and most likely told me my moron was showing. Yeah. Well, I guess it's getting close to that time. You know, Frances should be here soon. I know she's been absent ever since she found that note. That was kind of weird, huh? No offense, but I never did get you, Jude. But it's all good. I want to apologize for her. She tries, Jude. She really does. But nothing's been right since you've been in here. She's gone a little crazy in the head. Weird behavior. Very touchy. And if I didn't know her better, I'd think she was having an affair. She wouldn't do that to me. I know she wouldn't. Would she? You know her better than anyone. Hell, I've been married to her for years. I've loved only her, devoted my life to her. And yet there's a part of her that I never could reach. Like there's a wall or something, and she keeps her real self behind it. Maybe that's why she's so religious. It keeps her safe. Gives her rules to follow so she doesn't have to worry about trusting herself. But that's not why I came. Not to trash talk Frances. I should have come sooner. Because Frances said a bunch of things to me. She said I hated you. Jude, just to be clear, I don't hate you. Never did. I kind of thought we sparred pretty good at times. And we both love Frances, which is where this all came from, where we came from. I'm sorry if I made you feel less than, Jude. I never wanted that. Anyways, changing the subject here. I think it's official. Frances and I are going to be parents. Now, I know you well enough to know that you're probably cringing at the fact that I'm going to be raising your baby. I thought that might be enough of a jolt to bring you back. But seriously, even though I'm not your favorite person, I'm going to do my damnedest to do this thing right. I'm ready to be a father, and a good one. I know I'm coming to this party a little late, but damn it, I'm going to do my best to raise her, your little girl, our little girl. I wanted to tell you that, Jude, in person, you know, even if you can't hear me. Whoa, what the? Are you awake?
No. Her arm does that on its own. She can't control it. But I've never seen that before. She's actually touching your cheek. Oh, Hank.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's kind of nice.
Did you tell her our news?
You betcha.
Do you think she could hear you?
Don't know. But you know what? It felt good. Which makes me think that maybe I needed to say it more than she probably needed to hear it. So I'll leave you to it.
Please, Hank. I want you to stay.
Oh. Okay.
Judy, I'm so ashamed of myself, and I'm sorry for everything. I thought I was punishing you by staying away. Turns out I was making some useless moral point. Yes. That's how small I've become. But a lot of things in my life have transpired since I found that suicide letter. A lot of really, how would you say it, fucked up things. That felt pretty good, yeah. I really screwed things up. But I would like to know, to count on being forgiven. No questions asked, just forgiven. Because when someone loves you, that's what they do. They forgive you. And it's what I should have done, because I do love you, Judy. I really do. You know, I was never Sisyphus. You were always the strong one. I just couldn't admit that. And your strength came from raw honesty. You're the real hero here. You'll be there, my friend, in Elysian Fields.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't.
Please, stay. Judy, I've had to make a decision on your behalf once your daughter is born, and you've held her. All of these machines that have kept you alive, they'll be disconnected. In all honesty, it's not what I want. What I want is more time. Time to make it up to you. Time to will you out of this coma. Make your brain fully functioning. Time for a miracle. God knows in my heart it's what I've prayed for, even when I was being so totally self-consumed. But I know my want is selfish, because it's not what you want. And I respect that. I can give you at least this, and then you'll finally be free. As for your daughter, I want you to know, she will know you, and she will always be your daughter. I promise to be everything to her that I never was to you. I should have been here for you, and I wasn't. But I will be there for her. Do you think she hurt me?
Oh, I'm certain of it.
You've been here for her all this time. Thank you.
Your friend, our friend, Jude. She's changed my life, Francis. You dropped this the last time you were here. It's the letter. I thought you might want to keep it.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Mary Shannon.
Remember me? Oh, if Mary Shannon only knew. Hell, if Francis knew, huh, Jude? They only knew about our little date. Oh, but they won't find out, will they? You can't talk. Hell, you can't even move. And let's clear up one detail. There was no rape. If anything, I did you a favor. You've never been with a man before. That was pretty obvious. A virgin and a naive one at that. So easy to follow you from the bar to your house, living out there on the bluff, no one for miles around. Except for me. But this is a real problem. I don't have kids for a reason, and long after you're dead, you pathetic bitch, this kid's going to be running around, a constant reminder of you, and we can't have that, can we? Now I have to finish what you started. Well, in order to kill the parasite, the host has to die too. It'd be euthanasia, quite honestly. I think you'll thank me. Are you scared? You weren't that night, but I bet you are now. You can't fight back this time, can you? So simple to just slide this pillow over you. Huh? What? Your hand! Let go, get off of me! Jesus! Oh my God! You're awake!
You're really gone now, aren't you? For the brief time while you were here, neither of us were alone. We were our friends. What am I going to do now? I'll pretend you're flying high above the sun, untethered from this world that I doubt ever made you feel welcome. I've been thinking. You wanted to die, but you ended up here with me in this place. I doubt you ever understood why you were here. Well, maybe. Maybe this was your why. Here, this room, this world, our space. Maybe you got your answer and we never even knew it. Maybe you ended up here because this is where you finally had to learn how to love. Maybe we both did. I won't be needing these anymore.
With the tip of my right foot, I pull a circle of air just inches away from the edge. I suck in my breath, close my eyes, and step out into the nothingness. Warm breezes swell and embrace me. Tufts of wind gather under my limbs, buoying my arms, then my torso. I feel giddy with the breeze. I fall into the welcoming wind, and strangely, oh, so strangely, this time I do not fall. This time, I fly.
This has been the audio drama version of Bluff, written by Lenore Skomel. Produced by Lenore M. Skomel Productions. Sound design, production management, and additional voices by Nathan Repas. Director, Magda Neary. Casting, Emily Goes. Engineered by Matt Graff at The Coop in Irvington, New York. Starring, in order of appearance, Rachel Lason as Jude Black, Alyssa Simon as Frances Hart, Isaac J. Connor as Hank Hart, Regina Yeager as Mary Shannon Williams, David M. Farrington as Paul Williams, and Magda Neri as Gay Black.